Okay, our friends. I hope you are interested in something very silly. Because we're going to have a very silly story today. And I hope that you also enjoy tasty things like mushrooms. Because we've got mushrooms in today's story. Oh, we've got lots of mushrooms, but I don't think you want to eat these ones because they're talented. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, so today's story is called, drumroll please. Close enough. Monty and the Mushrooms. It is written by Dev Petty and it's illustrated by Jared Chapman. And it is read today by Mommy and
Baby Mimi.
Baby Mimi. Baby Mimi. Baby Mimi. Baby Mimi. Baby Mimi. Baby Mimi. Okay, here we go. Deep in the shady woods, under the giant oaks, you'll find mushrooms. And as everyone knows, mushrooms are loud. And it's why worms go underground and why birds have wings. See the bird flying away and says, I'm out of here. And the worm is covering his little wormy ears and growling. Oof. Even trees think mushrooms are noisy, and everyone knows how noisy trees are. And that's why they drop pine cones and acorns. And you can see in the picture, one of the trees is dropping an acorn on top of a mushroom and bonking him right on the noggin. And he says, got one. And the poor little mushroom that got bonked is boink. He does not look happy. Mushrooms gossip all day. Whisper, 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 whisper. And argue all night. And if a mushroom starts telling a story, just get comfortable.
Long ago, last week, when I was a young spore,
the spotted ones tell loud, mushroomy jokes. You ready for this one? Tell me if you've heard it. Why did the mushroom have so many friends? Because he was a fun guy.
I got that.
Me too. The wrinkled ones recite loud mushroom poetry. Who is a mushroom? Why is a mushroom? Is a mushroom? The small mushrooms, they're the loudest ones of all. When they aren't gossiping or arguing or telling stories or just hollering, blah, 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 they sing long, long songs about how great it is to be a mushroom.
We are mushrooms, mushrooms all, mushrooms short and mushrooms tall, mushrooms happy, mushrooms sad, mushrooms good and mushrooms bad, mushrooms up and mushrooms down, mushrooms pop out of the ground, a mushroom is the bestest friend who you'll be with until the end.
Wow, those mushrooms are just plain bonkers. Also in the forest, you'll find marmots. And as everyone knows, marmots can't stand noise, especially singing. And that's why hummingbirds hum and deer are so quiet all the time. No one wants an angry marmot. Well, this one here is Monty. Do you know what a marmot is? It's a rodent. Yeah. They live under the ground. They're burrowing. Small, fluffy rodents, right? Okay. This one here is Monty. He looks tranquil now, but in a few hours, a cool breeze will carry a handful of mushroom spores, which will settle into the damp ground, and pop, 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 up will come the mushrooms.
Howdy.
We're mushrooms.
Are you some kind of squirrel?
I am Monty, a marmot.
Oh, you're a marmot. That's not wrong. Join us in a mushroom song. Okay, now, just the marmots.
Uh-oh. In the picture, the mushrooms are up to their normal behavior, but Marmot, Monty, looks very angry. He has what you might call the angry eyes, doesn't he? He has removed himself back down into his marmot hole. What do mushrooms love almost as much as making noise? Making friends. Well, now that Monty's gone back down into his hole, the mushrooms are all looking at each other, wondering what happened.
Maybe we didn't sing loudly enough.
Monty could try to ignore the mushrooms. And he's moved on. He's got his crafting supplies out. He's going to do some other things.
Oh, are you down there, Monty?
What are you doing?
Are you still doing that?
How about now?
They're talking to him, and he just can't focus on anything. He does not look pleased. Things will look brighter after a good night's sleep. That's what Monty needs. Rest. But the moon is out. Everyone knows mushrooms always put on puppet shows when the moon is out. And there they are at the Fungi Theater, making their mushroom puppets move and laughing so much that they have filled the night air and woken up Monty, who is downstairs trying to sleep. Perhaps Monty just needs to talk to his chatty neighbors. Nature is all about communication.
Are you the mushroom in charge?
He says angrily.
Yes, I am. I'm what you'd call the head mushroom.
Perfect. Can you keep the noise down?
Monty says.
Noise? What noise?
Blah, 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 blah,
say all the mushrooms.
Monty, is something bothering you? You seem upset. Do you want to talk about your feelings, Monty? We're here for you.
I'm not upset.
Would you say you're troubled, irritable, fretful?
We should sing the Everything Will Be Just Fine song. Oh, let's do the long version. Be quiet, or I will eat every last one of you, shrieks Monty.
The mushrooms are surprised.
Is this a bad time to tell you we're poisonous?
What now? Poor Monty. He needs some time to think. Thinking can be difficult for an upset marmot.
Please, could you be quiet just for a little while?
Of course. Why didn't you just ask? No problem. Roger.
We read you loud and clear.
All right, everyone. 10 seconds of quiet for our sensitive marmot neighbor. Starting now.
And what do? They count off.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Hooray, we did it. Uh-oh.
They weren't really quiet, were they? Were they? And instead we hear a very aggressive
Listen here, toadstools. It's not as if I asked you to fly to the moon or something. All I ask is that you not make noise. Look at us, we're mushrooms and we're cheerful and friendly. And oh, by the way, we can't do the one thing that you want us to do. How hard could it be to do something?
You don't have to shout, Monty,
says the mushroom. And Monty is done. He throws himself down into his burrow. He packs his things up. He throws them up. Again, he's packed everything. He's hammered a sign into his den to let other marmots know, beware annoying mushrooms nearby. And he stomps off. Well, the trees.
There he goes.
I'm really gonna miss him.
Me too.
They're deep in the shady woods. On the damp forest floor, you'll find us. banana slugs. And as everyone knows, we can't hear, but we can eat poisonous mushrooms. And here come the banana slugs, smiling and happy. And the mushrooms are smiling and happy because they don't know. And they say, howdy, new neighbor. And, ooh, what a nice burrow these banana slugs now get to move right into. They're going to be so happy and chomp, chomp, chomp on the mushrooms. Ah, yum. At least somebody can eat those poisonous mushrooms, even if it's not us. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my friends, that is a very fun story. And it is also, say it with me,
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.